Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that's connecting you to Atlanta's top business professionals. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. In this segment, we're going to be talking about how you can give yourself a raise by saving money on your taxes. My guest today has been an accounting professional committed to keeping small businesses in business for the past 7 years. She is an honors graduate of Cheney University and received her MBA degree at the Keller Graduate School of Management. My guest is also a certified QuickBooks trainer, part-time adjunct accounting professor, and president of By the Book Accounting Incorporated. We are fortunate to have on the phone today a woman affectionately known as Atlanta's accountant with a personality and sense of humor, Miss Bernadette Johnson Harrell. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Spark Plug. I am so happy to be here.
Now, it's great to have you here. I heard you get married recently. Is that correct?
Yes. I think I'm still a newlywed. I'm not sure what the official timeline is, but I'm still under a year, so I guess that's safe to say.
Well, you are a newlywed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what's the lucky groom's name?
Kenneth.
Kenneth. And what
Kenneth
does he
Darrell.
Do?
He is a contractor. He does remodeling.
Okay. Well, congratulations once again.
Thank you.
And we know you're extremely busy, so let's get right into the show, okay?
Okay.
For the average American, what's the largest bill they have to pay?
You know, many people are probably surprised to hear that it's taxes. Most people think that their largest bill might be mortgage or rent, but I challenge most people to take a copy of their W-2 and just add up all of the taxes that they pay, the federal income taxes, the Social Security, the Medicare, and if they live in a state where there's state withholdings, adding those things up always exceeds mortgage and rent. Well, let me not say always, 9 times out of 10. It will exceed mortgage and rent, and that's absurd to think that your tax bill is higher than your mortgage or your rent.
Wow. Well, Ms. Johnson Harrell, what's one of the first steps to wealth accumulation?
Wealth accumulation, as well as debt elimination, has to begin with tax reduction. Most people don't know what can be deducted. They always are cautious when it comes, especially people that file their own taxes. They're cautious because they don't want to, quote unquote, raise any red flags, so they don't take deductions that they're legally entitled to taking. I found an astounding statistic that says 66% of Americans don't itemize. And the itemized deductions are in place so that we as Americans, if we incur these expenses can offset the taxes, the income that we made, and basically put us in a position to pay taxes on less money. And 66% of Americans that are qualified to itemize don't itemize. I see it all the time when people estimate their expenses. They always estimate down because they're afraid to take this deduction, like it's not real. But if you really incur this deduction, take it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about tax laws. Are there really two sets of tax laws, and what are they?
Absolutely. There's a set of laws for employees, and there's a set of laws for business owners. So there are a set of laws for people who get W-2s, and there's a set of laws for people who take the risk of owning their own business. Employees, basically, the way it works, if you get a W-2, if you work on a job, you get paid a set amount, which is considered your gross. You pay your taxes on that amount, and whatever is left, you have to use what's left to pay your expenses. That's the employee set of laws. As a business owner, however, a business owner gets paid. They pay their expenses and then pay taxes on what's left. And you see, that's a whole lot better of an equation to be able to pay your expenses first and then pay taxes on what's left as opposed to paying taxes on what you get initially. So that's the significant difference. And the business owner is the person that's in a better position because they're in a position to take deductions that the employee can't take.
Well, your bio said that you definitely know how to explain the books in plain English, and you did that beautifully. If you don't mind, one more time for our listeners, tell us the two sets of laws one more time, because I really like how you explain that.
Okay. There's a set of laws for an employee. So a person that gets a W-2, they have one set of laws. Based on the gross income that they get from their employer, they pay taxes on that off the top. Whatever's left, they use that to pay their expenses. As a business owner, You get paid from your customers, you pay your expenses, and then you pay your taxes on what's left. Significant difference.
Well, that's reason enough to go into business for yourself.
It sure is. You and I both know that business is not for everybody, but
that's
for
right.
those that it's for, it definitely puts you in a better situation tax-wise.
Most definitely. Well, what is the biggest reason why most people overpay their taxes?
Poor record keeping. Most people overpay their taxes because they don't keep good records. I'm not really a fan of cash transactions, but even if you do make a lot of cash transactions, there's still a way to record that stuff. Because everywhere you go, wherever you spend money, somebody's going to give you a receipt. So most people overpay their taxes because they don't keep good records. And in not keeping good records, when it comes time to file their taxes, they can't remember legitimate deductions that they had, that they incurred, because they don't have the record keeping. The example that I like to use when I do workshops and when I teach is, think about what you had for lunch last Tuesday. Most people can't remember that unless you're on a diet plan and you keep a food journal. You can't remember what you had for lunch. You probably can't remember what you had for lunch 2 days ago. So because you can't even remember what you had for lunch last week, what makes you think that when you're filing your taxes in February of 2009 that you're going to remember the ink cartridge that you bought in June of 08? You won't. So if you don't keep the records, there's no way that you can claim legitimate deductions on your tax returns. In a sense, if you don't claim the deductions that you're entitled to, that's exactly what you are doing as an individual or as a business owner. You're overpaying your taxes. Most people err on the side of caution because they're afraid to get audited. But I always say getting audited is not the big deal. It's getting audited and not having the records to back it up. That's where you have a problem.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What are the first steps to giving yourself a raise?
Well, with anything that you want to excel at requires discipline. You have to be disciplined. And to be able to keep accurate records, or I call them audit-proof, bulletproof records, you have to be disciplined to maintain a record system, keeping up a log, filing your receipts. The first thing is discipline. Next, you have to be organized, because you've all heard the analogies of the people showing up at their accountant's office with a shoebox of receipts. And trust me, been in business for 7 years is real. People do that. You got receipts all over the place. And you know what I found about those receipts? A lot of the receipts, the paper that they print the receipts on, they're not made to last. So the receipts are faded. You can't read them. Some of them are missing. You have no way of checking whether or not you brought me all of your shoeboxes of receipts. So organization is definitely the next step. I always recommend electronic system, but there are still some people in this day and age that are afraid of the computer for whatever reason. And even if that's the case, you can still keep a manual record. You can keep manual records. And the final step is you have to be committed, because it's not going to be easy. It's not easy to remember to ask for a receipt. It's not easy to remember to take that receipt out of your wallet or your billfold and put it in a filing system. But you have to be committed if you are looking to give yourself a raise. If you're looking to stop overpaying your taxes, you have to be disciplined, organized, and committed.
Well, how do you help individuals and business owners decrease their tax liability?
A variety of ways. Most of it is through education, because most people just don't know what they can deduct. It's always astounding to me when I find homeowners that don't know that they can deduct the mortgage interest or the property taxes that they pay on their houses, or people who have large charitable contributions and who never take advantage of it. That always astounds me that people don't know these things. And so a lot of what I do is educate. I educate my clients in their consultations. When they come in and get their taxes done, it's more than me just plugging in numbers in a software, but it's more or less helping them to understand how we came about getting these numbers and what are some of the things that you can look for next year. So maybe you didn't make the charitable contribution, so maybe this year you want to make sure that you do that, that you take advantage of it. So a lot of it comes with education, especially with the individuals, those people who are on a W-2, because the number of deductions that they allow is limited. There aren't as many deductions as the business owner. Now, the business owner, we can take it another step. We take it a little higher, because now as a business owner, it's very important that they understand how to keep proper records, understand what things are deductible, so that they can, one, grow their business and, of course, decrease their taxes. Nobody wants to pay more taxes than they're supposed to. It could be setting up an accounting system, teaching them how to use QuickBooks. And that's one of the biggest things that I do, teach people how to use QuickBooks, so that maybe you can't afford to have a full-time accountant, but you can keep up with your records so that when tax time comes, you are taking every deduction that you incurred.
Well, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
I can be reached. My office phone number is 678-608-2775. My website is buythebookaccounting.com, and that is spelled B-Y. I've had people say, is it B-Y, B-U-Y? It's B-Y. And we have clients all over the country. So the location is really not an issue for us. Thanks to technology, we've been able to service clients as far as California, New York. So geography means nothing.
Well, tell our listeners how they can find out more about some of your seminars and workshops on taxes.
I also have a blog, and on my blog, there's information on some of the topics that I speak about. And my blog is Bernadette Speaks, and that's B-E-R-N-A-D-E-T-T-E. Speaks, SPEAKS.com.
All right. Well, Ms. Bernadette Johnson Harrell, President of By the Book Accounting Incorporated, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. At People You Need to Know, we work hard to help people find your business. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another great job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And while there, be sure to take a look at our digital publication. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.